free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette, that's my name on the Big Penn Jillette Show. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. We're in Las Vegas. You're on CBS, free FM. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We're going to be talking a little bit about the PlayStation 3 today. We got to talk about that because there's so much comedy. I mean, no game has ever brought more comedy to the American people than PlayStation 3. Made me very happy, all these people fighting for the game.
No video games. There are probably physical games that have caused more comedy.
Yeah, sure, certainly. I mean, just
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball, certainly. Probably Red Rover.
Red Rover, there you go.
Red Rover's a good game.
It's very funny.
You know, we were talking about, speaking of games, we were talking about, you know, full contact musical chairs.
Yeah, with professionals.
Professionals. Well, then what happened was in, where the hell was this? In West Bend, I guess that's Indiana, right?
Yeah.
They put out 10 chairs for approximately 50 customers and said, this is Walmart, and said that the 10 people that were in the chairs when they came back out would get the PlayStations 3.
I like the when they came back out part.
Yeah.
Wait till we go.
We'll
come
go.
Back out a bit and check.
Oh, they said go. They put them a distance away and then said go, and they ran. And some knucklehead, 19-year-old male, which I guess is another word for knucklehead, ran into the pole, stuck his head, injuring himself. He went to the hospital, treated at the hospital for fighting for a PlayStation 3. What's the longest you ever waited in line for something?
You know, probably Disneyland for a ride.
Really? You haven't done much line waiting, have you?
Well, you know, I've done a few hours in movie lines.
Yeah, I love waiting in movie lines.
But no, I've never done the overnight for tickets or anything.
I waited a long while for Stones tickets, you know, back in the 40s or whenever they started. I think it was the 70s, 78 or something. Right around, you know, the... I think it was Tattoo U, is that right? Around there. I waited about, I don't know, probably 10 hours for Stones tickets.
That's a long time.
Yeah, good long time. And when Firesign Theater were playing, way back when I was a child, I would hitchhike from town to town, and then, but there was no lines to wait.
Stand out front with a little sign that said, I need a miracle.
Yeah, I need a miracle. But I want to tell you that for hypocrisy, you know John Edwards? Now, which is the...
John Edwards.
He's the senator.
Senators with the S, yes.
Senators with the S. The former senator. He's not a senator now. They threw his ass out.
Former Democratic vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, the loser, John Edwards, not the other loser, John Edwards. Man, that's a name that's just bursting with losers. John Edwards.
Should replace Dave as the one we hate most.
Yeah, maybe. John Edwards, yeah. He's always been trashing Walmart. Incidentally, on this year's Bulls hit, one of the episodes we're doing is a Bulls hit on people trashing Walmart. We're going to come out pro Walmart. I'm sick of this stuff. They do more for poverty. They do more for freedom. Walmart is a great company. They were the first ones in on Katrina. They're just good company.
They were the first ones in on Katrina because people were looting it. I saw a video of a police officer walking through Walmart while people were looting it, looting stuff herself.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but
they were first on the scene.
They went and for aid, for relief aid.
Oh, well,
for relief. I guess that's redundant. Relief. The Walmart people went in and did a lot of help for people. But John Edward, this is a great article. It was on Hit and Run, the Reason. Uh-huh. Reason website, Libertarian Nuts. I love Hit and Run. And there's a great article. You can check this out. I didn't print it out. But there's a great article about John Edward, who trashes Walmart all the time, you know, because he's got all this union support and Walmart isn't union. Incidentally, that's not Walmart's decision. The employees have not unionized. And he trashes them for low wages and trashes them for health care and all the stuff that, you know, really rich guys like John Edwards do. You know, he's really rich, so he has to act like he hates Walmart.
Well, here's the quote. We want every single consumer in America, every person in America to know if they walk into a Walmart that, first of all, their tax dollars are subsidizing Walmart employees. Their tax dollars are helping provide health care for Walmart employees because Walmart's not doing it.
Okay. That's what he says.
That's what he says.
But what he also said, what John Edwards also said, was when he wanted a PlayStation.
Give me a PlayStation.
Give me a goddamn PlayStation and do it now. PlayStation 3.
Hello, Sam?
He called Walmart and tried to get to the head of the line. He didn't want to play musical chairs with a 19-year-old knucklehead. And I believe that kind of hypocrisy is much worse than Haggard's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Because Haggard's hypocrisy, and I've said this many times, hypocrisy doesn't bother me very much. Because if you do one thing and say another, I probably agree with either what you're doing or what you're saying. But hypocrisy with John, with Haggard, I don't know his first name, do you?
Haggard? No.
It doesn't matter. Reverend. Reverend Haggard. His hypocrisy is based on, he has this meme. He has a virus in his head that makes him religious. And then he also has this drive, this sexual drive to do other things. And that's impossible to keep in line. But I believe that John Edwards' hypocrisy is so much worse than that, because John Edwards' hypocrisy is his trashing of Walmart is cynical. He is doing it in order to be hip with the hipsters. And his going for a PlayStation 3 is also equally cynical. I know they, I say bad stuff about them, but I'm famous, so I'm going to get this. And, of course, what he used for an excuse was that it was his assistants that did it. They get out of line. They were trying to find it anywhere. Which,
I know that's what's going to happen when you get caught doing
something. Sure, if I get caught doing something, I'll have a one.
Good idea.
That'll be my one-word answer. Good no. But, so I just want to say that John Edwards' hypocrisy in going to Walmart for a PlayStation 3, I think, is greater and more troubling than Haggard's, Reverend Haggard's hypocrisy in going to a hustler.
Well, Reverend Haggard was, you know, he was probably unable to sleep for his thoughts, but I don't think that happened with a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing.
At 3 a.m. you're going, I need the PlayStation 3 tonight.
What it means is John Edwards does whatever is expedient. Whatever is expedient. Phone number we have is 866-570-PEN, 7366. I guess we're kind of talking about what's the longest you ever waited in line, or about the PlayStation 3 or anything of that stuff. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. I guess someone could also tell me, you know, what the hell a PlayStation 3 is. Do you play video games?
I don't. Not anymore.
Boy, we are so old.
You know, when I was in the circus, there was nothing more important than video games. But now,
what did you play?
Just to give you an idea, it was Pong. Space Invaders.
But I mean, did you have handheld?
No, I did not have them. We had to go to the
arcades.
First thing the circus did when they got to town was the clowns went to find the mall so we could find the arcade.
Uh-huh. Because the clowns wanted to.
We wanted to play video games.
And molest children.
And molest children. Yes.
Yeah, that's what clowns do. So you were covered on that.
I was on the video side of that. My friends were molesting kids, but I was too busy playing Pong.
Yeah, it wasn't Pong, was it? You're not that old.
No. It was Space Invaders.
Space Invaders, yeah. You know, my wife, Emily, was the tri-state champion for video game playing, like in the 80s. And I don't mean women's division either. I mean for anybody. She beat
in the 80s, so she was playing Joust.
Had to play like five games.
Galaga.
She had to play like five games that were picked at random. You didn't even have your best games.
Really?
And she went through and kicked everyone's ass. She's a very, very badass video player. I don't play anything. You know, I don't like, as a rule, I don't like games. It's not that, you know, I don't get these newfangled electronic games. I don't like any games. You know, I don't really like board games. I'll play a little bit of poker, but I always feel like dirty because I'm not cheating, you know. And, I play poker just to make jokes with friends. And I just not a big game. You know me. You know, how many times have I played a racquetball?
You know what you have played?
What's that?
Squid. Remember
I have
Squid?
Played Squid. It was a great game. Squid is this game that Godot and I and Owen Morris of the Passing Zone, who's been on the show, we invented, where you play ping pong and you hand off the paddle every shot. But
it's a bunch of people standing in line around a ping pong table. So you serve. And then you put the ping pong paddle down on the table, and the next person in line picks it up to hit the ball.
Right.
And that's how it started. But then we got to, okay, well, this is too easy for us. We're jugglers. Let's add another level. Let's name a state before you can hit it.
You had to name a state that had to
can't
name
repeat
before.
It.
Couldn't repeat it. So it was like Mississippi, boom. Tennessee, boom.
Yeah. And then elements.
Elements.
And then pet names.
Uh-huh.
And then limericks.
Then limericks. And limericks was really hard.
Limericks killed me.
Yeah.
You know, we played limericks for a long time before we got to one, and we had one where we had gotten to the very last line, and I had the last line, and I picked up the paddle and couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
And Nantucket was gone right away.
Yes.
Nantucket was gone, so all the easy rhymes were already taken. Let's talk. Look at this. This is amazing. You say PlayStation 3, and the phones light up. Nothing about
we're
John
not
Edwards
giving them away.
Being more of a scumbag. Then, I'm not supposed to say that, am I? Yeah. 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 Nothing about John Edwards being more scum is what I should say, scummy. The other, the compound word I used was in a memo that we're not supposed to say on the radio. That's one of the goddamn words we're not supposed to use. Incidentally, you're not supposed to use goddamn either, and I don't give a good goddamn. Just so as you know, I'll kowtow to the rules that are about obscenity, but I will not kowtow to the blasphemy rules. Just so you know. Just so you know.
I knew that.
Christ. Christ on a cracker. I'm just going to pick one at random here. Let's see what Chris has to say. What's up, Chris?
Hi, Penn. Huge fan.
Thanks so much, man. What's up?
Nothing. When Halo 2 came out for Xbox, I waited in line for 4 hours at a midnight release for that.
So you got in line at 8? Pretty
yeah.
good, huh? Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good. Huh? Pretty good. And what's Halo 2?
It's kind of like a space game. They're like this guy called Master Chief. You go to like destroy these rings that are made to like they're supposedly a secret weapon that's supposed to destroy the solar system, stuff like that. It's a pretty cool game.
What I love is that you say supposedly yeah. a secret weapon. It's so glad that you are holding on to your distinction between reality and fantasy. You don't really think you were going for a secret weapon to destroy the universe, did you? I'm sorry, solar system is what you said. But are you interested in PlayStation 3 at all?
Not really. Right now, it's too expensive. It's $700.
$700?
$700.
I couldn't even keep my voice masculine there. I went right back to my female drag voice. $700?
There's two different models, Penn. There's one model with a lower gig hard drive. The uh-huh. one is, there's a $600 one and a $700 one.
Jesus Christ. Okay, yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Chris. What are people waiting in line for? Here we go. Let's see what Tom has to say. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Huge fan.
How long are you waiting in line for something?
Oh, I've been waiting on the
phone call.
Yeah, I was just going to say on this phone call, actually. But now, one of the attractions I can see of the PS3, actually, outside of the gaming, is it's actually a pretty cheap Blu-ray disc player.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh, do Blu-ray displays expensive now?
Yeah, they are.
Oh yeah, they're very expensive. And if you look at $600 for something that you can use as a game console, and then also consider the fact that it can play Blu-ray movies.
And what's the upside of Blu-ray? High def.
Yeah, exactly.
And is also more storage capacity? Is that what it is?
Right, 50 gig on a Blu-ray disc.
Uh huh. And so everything will be Blu-ray soon, right?
There are only two players out right now, and they're pretty expensive.
Pretty expensive, so this is a cheap option. And, yeah, it depends on if Blu-ray becomes Betamax.
Yeah, I know that. You know why? I mean, it's pretty interesting. There was a paper out of MIT about why Beta went down in flames and VHS won. And it seems like the solution now is that it's all about porno, because when VHS and Beta first came out, VHS said that anyone could make anything, and Beta said that they could not release porno in the Beta form at first. And since your tapes then were $80, and since the biggest change in our society was bringing porno into the home from the Pee Wee Herman theaters into the home, the reason they crashed and burned was that there was not pornography on the Beta, and that killed their money stream. So let's hope that Blu-ray does porno.
I don't doubt that at all. Absolutely. Porno actually drives much of technology.
Yeah. Well, I think that like the second or third thing printed on the Gutenberg press was pornography. I think you really need pornography for anything that's going to be worthwhile in technology. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Here's an email from Eric. He says he searched the completed auctions on eBay today for a PlayStation 3, and the $400 to $500 consoles are selling for $6,700 on eBay.
$6,700. So what? 12 times what they cost?
Yeah. Yeah. Get Edwards.
Jack says we have a guy that's waiting in line right now. This is Tony. Tony, you're in line now?
I'm on line now, Ben.
How long have you been waiting?
I've been online for 24 hours.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Get out of here.
I'm online with a friend of mine, and he's on his break right now, and I'm sitting online right now.
And where are you? What city?
I'm in Jersey City, New Jersey.
And you know how many they have?
Circuit City.
How many do they have for sale, do you know?
They say they have 600.
And what place in line are you?
I'm very far back. I'm number 232.
Oh, you're okay. And how many you're allowed to buy? Is there a limit?
Well, I'm online for one because it's so goddamn expensive.
Uh-huh.
And my friend's online for two. My thing is I'm selling it on eBay. I'm making the big cake.
You are. Why don't you can't get the scratch together to buy two?
No. I'm not going to be greedy. It's bad for my karma.
Okay.
Well,
you want to
hear the $700 thing, man? Seems like it might be worth it.
I don't know. I mean, I see people on like the eBay list, you know, when I'm on my off time and I'm home, and you know, it seems like people are selling their place in line for a lot of money too.
How much? How much time do you do on? How much time off? The 2 weeks.
It's six and we do six and six, and then so there's two shifts a day. You know, I took the week off of work.
What do you do that you can afford to do that? Let's hope it's $600.
I drive a truck, but someone's filling in for me, you know. And I figure with the time I'm taking off, I'm going to make on my resale anyway.
Yeah, well, you should make, if the market doesn't collapse, you should make $6,000 in profit, right?
Well, the way I figure it is if I hold on to it for a little longer, you know, just before the Christmas buzz, that I could probably get another 1,000.
You might be going for 7?
And that's what I'm pushing for.
Oh, man, you know, I'm not Kramer. I'm not giving financial tips. But I gotta tell you, I would flip that thing right away. I would flip it. I would flip it at the 6-7.
You know, we don't really know how many PlayStation has made.
Yeah.
Well, so, I just think, you know, they got the barges sitting out offshore waiting for the demand to boost up, and then they're gonna come park them in, and people are gonna be stealing them off the boat.
What do you say, Tony? $6,000, deal or no deal? I feel like shaving my head.
If I see the cash in front of me, you know, cashier's checks don't excite me. You know, it's when someone asks me, "Who do I make the check out to?" I say, "My best friends call me Cash."
Well, listen, we should keep you on the line because I bet there's somebody writing in or calling now
that wants
to get you $600 to buy another one while you're in line.
I don't know. There was some guy here about 2 hours ago who was walking up and down the line asking if he could buy spots for $500
for a spot in line?
For your little number, and he could have that for $500 cash on the spot, waving it around and waiting for someone to rob him.
And did anybody sell it?
Nah, I haven't seen any takers yet. I mean, I'm sure once he gets to the back of the line, it might be a little easier, but I'm sure he won't be offering $500.
Now, have you been told what the ground rules are? I mean, do you have to only buy two or three or four, or could you go up there and buy 20?
Well, I think there's a limit, but because I only said I wanted one, I don't really know too much about it, They put a sign in the window last night before closing saying that they were already sold out and they haven't even started yet. They're trying to make people go home.
Really? But you're not. You're not going home.
No. I mean, the news crews have been here. Everything, you know, everyone's all hyped up about this PlayStation thing.
Woohoo! Wow. Okay. Well, when are they supposed to open the store?
Well, they said that they're going to be doing the sales at tomorrow morning.
So you got another like 20 hours to go?
So and the store doesn't open until 9 a.m. So
Wow. Well, you know, Tony, you're a great, great man willing to fight for what you believe in. And that is flipping a PlayStation 3 on eBay.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Tony.
All right. You guys have a great show.
Oh, thanks so much. You can call back in if you want, man. He's got his radio. He's got his cell phone. There's no hardship at all. We're going to take a little break. 866-570-PEN-7366. PENradio@gmail.com. PENradio.com. Go up and offer Tony some coin to take his place in line. We'll talk to you a little later. PlayStation 3 or whatever the hell you want to talk about. That's the Mike Jones Enormous Orchestra playing the Penn Jillette theme because this is the Penn Jillette Show. 866-570-PEN-7366. We almost had Whoopi Goldberg in today, you know.
We did?
She's in town for Comic Relief. And Whoopi's always been so kind to us. When we were off Broadway, she was a big champion of our show. And she told Happy Jack that she listens to our show.
And she did Sin City Spectacular.
Yes, she did. She did. She's just good all around. And she did the Aristocrats. So we were going to add another Aristocrat to our list. And Whoopi's going to come in today. But she's been doing her radio show on a competing network. And she was very, very tired and has to get, you know, rehearsal for the big Comic Relief thing. It's Whoopi, Robin, and Billy Crystal again.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people will be watching that, so she has to get herself all jacked up for that. So she didn't come over, but I wanted her to meet, she met Moxie, I believe, and I wanted her to meet Zoltan. But there you go. We have a nice, sweet little Gmail. I like to throw in a sweet one now and again. Dear Michael and Penn, I have a MySpace friend coming over to my house today. It's the first time we're meeting in person. We met each other because of Penn's MySpace page. That's how we know Vlad. MySpace and Penn's page have led to some good friendships. Anyway, my friend and I are planning on listening to today's show together, and hopefully we'll get to call in. It would be my first time calling. Looking forward to today's show. That's Amy Bananas. And the subject is much more interesting. The Gmail is very sweet, but the subject line is girl on girl. And so anything that has the subject line girl on girl, I'm going to read on the air. How could I,
really?
How could I miss that? Of course I am. And we have something about the PlayStation from Thomas. I was going to camp out here in Rockville, Maryland to get a PS3, but people had already started lining up since Monday. These people that are waiting 2 days are nothing compared to the 5-day people. 5 days.
5 days.
5 days camping out for a PlayStation. That is amazing.
They should do a Survivor Man. Have you ever seen Survivor Man?
No, what's that?
That's a show on, I guess, the Discovery Channel where this guy gets dropped off in the wilderness somewhere for a week.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
And he just carries his own cameras and stuff. Yeah. Just do a Survivor Man in line for PS3.
Let's talk to Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Pat, how are you?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
Good. You always sound good, just to let you know.
Well, thanks so much, man.
My son,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a little story about my son. He calls me a few days ago. He says, Dad, can you give me $700? For what? He's 18 years old. I'm like, for what?
Sure.
He's telling me about these games. He said, I could sell it for, you know, $5,000-$6,000 on eBay. I'm like, yeah, right, Matt, sure. So I'm like, whatever. I didn't give him the money. So I probably should have,
okay.
But I didn't. Now, he made money. Kid's smart. I mean, he made money anyway. A friend of his, whose parents have money, he paid my son $500 just to stand in line with him or for him for a day and a half.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
good. The Best Buy. And then he said the guy next to him sold his spot in line for $1,600.
$1,600 is the price in line? I hope Tony's still listening because you should know that's where he's going at now. When the place in line gets to $6,000, we'll be talking.
$1,600, I can go my spot. That's good.
That is just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, good. That's well. Patrick and Happy Jack have just left. They're going to go stand in line. They can make more money standing in line for PlayStations than they can. Okay, thank you so much, Scott. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys. Have a good
Thanks
day.
Thanks so much. $500 to stand in line. Now, I want to point something out. Our lines are all blinking like crazy. But with the PlayStation 3, we've had no calls from women. I just want to make that very clear. In these lines, is there one woman anywhere in the lines? Have you seen video of them or anything in the lines? Yeah, Tony didn't mention that. Boy, there's a lot of hot chicks in this line. No one has ever dated. Yeah, I would like to see if a woman calls in about the PlayStation 3 thing, you let me know right away, okay? Okay, please do. Put her right on the air because but the question was really going to be what's the longest you've waited in line for something? But all the calls have been PlayStation 3. And let's talk to Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Pat and Michael?
Never been better, boss. How are you?
You guys know me. I'm the guy with the monkey, Penn Jillette.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. How you doing? I sent you a big package of stuff, man.
And you know what? In all the excitement, I forgot to even mention, not because of her, but just because I like the name, I also actually have a cat named Moxie.
Do you really?
Yeah. And not because of your daughter. I mean, yeah, that's where I heard it.
Yeah.
But I just the name, so I named my cat Moxie.
So your monkey's named Pendulette, and your cat is named Moxie. Now you need two other pets, one to be named Easy and one to be named Zoltan, and you'll have the whole Gillette family as
a
menagerie.
I have a kid on the way, so careful.
Okay. Well, Z's a good name, man. So what's up? You have anything to say about the waiting in line thing, Mike?
I'd like to clear the lines right now. I'm going to clear everything and point out one simple fact that apparently all these idiots don't realize.
What's that?
Right after Christmas?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want this anymore, and it's going to go down to like $200.
The market will collapse after Christmas. That's why you always have to figure in time on your markets. That's why I was telling our guy Tony, you know, you don't want to wait too long before you flip it, because your $7,000 could become $150 instantly.
This proves that this country just has way too much money to wait.
We have way too much money, and you're not unhappy about that, are you, Brian?
No, I don't care. I wish I had more of it.
There you go.
I wouldn't be wasting a spot in line.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty. I think it's any of these mania things I always find so exciting. I don't care what people are waiting in line for. I just like the fact that many people have decided that something is important.
They're all zombies from
a purely existential point of view, and I like it. Thanks a lot, Brian. So I had a Pendulette for me, man.
Have a good night.
Okay.
I'd sell my spot for $1,600 because that is just a done deal. There's no eBay. There's no shipping.
Well, $1,600 as opposed to $6,000.
Yeah, maybe.
How much work would you do?
The $6,000 is still a gamble. That's $1,600 right then for my spot. I don't even have to put out my $500. It's worth $2,100 right there. You don't have to buy the piece. Right?
What do you mean?
You don't have to spend the money on the...
$700 for the...
Yeah, you don't have to spend that money.
Yeah.
So you get your money right off the bat. I'd be out of line, man.
Okay, well, $1,600 is the thing. And let me see. Let's see what... What'd you say? No women have called yet at all. They'd tell me right away. Oh, we have... Let's talk to Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
What's up?
Hi, Ryan.
Hello. Hey, I'm out here in Montgomery, Maryland. Past 2 days, I've been driving around seeing these people sitting outside for this thing.
Uh-huh.
But I figure I'd clear some things up. I know that the prices are $500 and $600 for these things, so it is a little cheaper, but still expensive.
Okay.
The $500 one is 20 gig. Mm-hmm. So it's got 20 gigs in it. The $600 one has 60 gigs worth.
Uh-huh.
This thing is crazy, though. These people, and apparently eBay is canceling out a lot of these people who are trying to sell it for more.
eBay's doing what?
They're canceling out the people who are trying to sell it for online. So, but Sony apparently called eBay and said, we got to stop this, because they're losing a lot of money.
Well, I mean, PlayStation's trying to stop it.
Sony's trying to stop eBay from letting people sell them on eBay.
I just don't understand that, because it seems like nothing could be better for Sony than everybody talking about how much their product is worth, don't you think?
Well, I think it's insane. The thing is eBay, you know, they're stabbing themselves in the foot because they're making money off this, and if they're going to stop people from doing it, I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, I have to see how that plays out, but thank you. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Oh, I see a name. I see a name that could be a woman. This is Susan. Hello, Susan. Are you a woman?
Hi, Ben. I'm a woman.
Wow! That's fabulous.
And Happy Jack told me to tell you that he swore I was a man with a high voice.
Okay.
So.
Are you waiting in line for a PlayStation?
No. I wanted to tell you, I teach in an alternative high school, and my principal lets the kids bring in their Xboxes and hook them up to our TVs and play during their lunch. So with this whole new Xbox 3 thing, I cannot tell you that the kids are just devastated that their parents will not let them sleep on the sidewalk in line waiting for these, you know, Xbox. So they tell me this every day in school. Oh, I'm so bummed. I can't wait in line.
But what could be... What could be more joyous and more showing a lust for life when you're 16 years old than waiting in line that long for something with people like you? I mean, I am totally for this. I think, you know, a 15, 14-year-old kid wanting to, you know, sleep overnight in line to get something like that, to understand the joys of capitalism and hype, I think it's a great idea. Do you think it's a bad idea for them to do that?
You know what? I don't really mind the kids sleeping as long as they're, like, properly supervised. I mean, it is 2006. There are crazy people out there. But I just think that...
Oh, come on. You're not telling me that there's predators online for the PlayStation 3 that are going online and saying, hey, you know, let me do a bad touch, and I'll give you my place in line for a PlayStation 3.
No. But, I mean, like, you can't be, like, 14 years old and just by yourself. You know, waiting outside Circuit City. You know what I mean? I don't know about that. But
you're not by yourself. There's another 600 nutbags in line with you.
You know what? If it was my son and I have two small kids, I have a 1.5 and a 3.5-year-old.
Yeah.
And if my 15-year-old said, "Mom, I'm going to like Best Buy," I'll say, "Go ahead. We're here. Pack you some lunch, and your father will check on you once in a while."
Sure. I think if there's one place you're going to be safe, it's in line at a Best Buy with 500 other whack jobs.
And my students conveyed to me that they're going, you know, they have, this is methodically done. Get tents, they have a tent and sleeping bags and, you know, cell phones are charged and they could be reached. And I don't see the big deal except the parents. Their parents have told me that they're tired of raising vidiots.
Well,
this is all they want. And I have to prepare these kids for Regents. And they could tell you every single thing about the new game, but nothing about mitosis.
But this is the same argument, Susan. They said this about comic books, said about TV,
said about movies. Right.
They said it about Pulp Fiction. They said it about Dickens, for Christ's sake. You know,
well,
when Dickens was out in serial form, they were saying that.
Because my son, he's only 3.5, and he says words that a 10-year-old should say.
Sure.
And where is he getting them? He's getting it from TV, and he uses them properly.
You know, the Who,
you know what I mean?
The Who said it best. I don't mind other guys dancing with my girls. The kids are all right. The kids are fine.
Right.
They're all right. They're great. I love the kids. And so do you, Susan. Thanks a lot for calling. I want one Gmail I have to read. This says, it doesn't say who it's from, but it says, the subject is girl on girl. I think your fans are the kind of smartasses who are going to send in pointless letters like this just to test if it'll get on the air. So there you go. You've run the test. Okay, enough with the PlayStation 3 already. Enough with the PlayStation 3. If you're calling for PlayStation 3.
Just sold 3, on eBay for $2,700, man. I just saw one go.
$2,700? Yeah, but I thought we were going for like $6,000.
Free shipping.
But that's not $6,000.
That's not $6,000. Right now, it looks like there's one up in 20 minutes for about $1,800.
So they're much cheaper than we thought already.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not going to do that anymore. I'm done with this. I think we're going to come back and do a Ask Layperson Pen.
Really?
Let's open up the phones for anything you want. 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. I am not a doctor. I am just a layperson. I don't even play a doctor on the radio, but any question you call, any personal question, any sort of question whatsoever, Goudeau and I will try to tackle it and give you advice. It's time for advice from Layperson Penn right after this. 866-570-PENN. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the Penn Jillette Show with Michael Goudeau. Today across from me, 866-570-PEN, 7366. If you don't have letters on your phone, penradio@gmail.com. Use the subject line, girl on girl. Penradio.com.
That's made it really easy to read the email because they're all the same now.
they all say girl on girl.
Yeah.
Any really good ones there on the girl on girl?
Well, you know, there's
any that are appropriate?
None that are actually girl on girl, but there's one here that
ask layperson Penn.
No last Ask Layperson Penn, but a couple of people were shot waiting in line for a PlayStation 3 game.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
So everything I said was wrong?
Everything you said was wrong, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to point
kids
that
aren't
out.
All right. If you can get shot in line for a PlayStation, everything I said about it being okay for kids to go there, probably not a probably just wrong.
Oh, well.
We've changed over now. We are hot girl-on-girl action, of course. We're always open for that. And then we have Ask Layperson Penn. As you know, I am not a doctor. I don't even play one on the radio. But I will do my best, pull together all my resources, which include Goudeau, which include Happy Jack, which include Patrick. We'll all be listening. We'll all be trying to give you advice. And any sort of issue you have, we will do our best. We don't limit it to any sort of problems at all. We'll do our best. Let's talk to Michael. Hello, Michael.
Yep.
What's your problem?
Hey, Dr. Penn, how are you?
Actually, layperson
Houston.
Penn. Thanks so much.
Sorry, layperson Penn. I am 22. I just started my job, and I really don't enjoy it. So I was wondering if you could give me any advice and what kind of direction I should go in.
The first thing you do when you get a job is start trying to get another one. That's the first thing you do anytime. Until you work for yourself and are happy in your job, you're constantly trying. So the day you got that job, you had to try for another one. What kind of thing do you do?
Well, I really would rather not say. It's kind of a specialty field.
You don't want to give it up. You know, you don't want to embarrass anybody.
Right.
But what
kind
of job is it?
It's a not-for-profit. I'm in charge of recruiting new customers.
Okay, and is this something you're trained for?
No, I went to school for history and political science, so I'm not really trained for anything.
You're not trained for anything, yeah. And what don't you like about the job? Is it a moral issue, or is it a moment-by-moment issue?
Well, morally, I'm fine with it, which is good. But it's more of a moment-to-moment type of thing. You know, waking up every morning and going to do something I don't like is tough.
It's not the coworkers, it's not the environment, it's the actual work that you have to do. Is that right?
Right, exactly. And I don't feel like there's any growth or anything that's really moving me towards a profession or anything that's substantial.
Is what you're doing at all prestigious? Does it look good on a resume?
Yeah, I mean, it would look good on a resume, but, you know, trying to get my resume out there to find another job is difficult.
That's tough. And how long have you been there now? You just started?
Yes, started.
How long ago?
About 4 months ago.
4 months? Oh, so he already knows, don't you think, Goodo?
You know, yeah.
At four,
by
months,
four
you
months,
know.
You already...
Yeah, yeah. If it was just a week or two, you got to hang in there. What happens if you quit? Do you completely run out of money right away?
Pretty much. And I have, you know, payments, car payments, that type of thing.
Because I always believe that it is best to put a gun to your head. We first started doing Penn and Teller. The rule that I made with Teller is we would not take a job outside of show business. There's this big problem that happens is if you've got a job you don't like, you can get addicted to it. I would say get your expenses as low as you can, save as much money as you can, and then really do on good terms, nice to everybody, quit the job so that your job can become 24 hours a day, getting a new job that's really fulfilling.
Right.
What you don't want to do not make this mistake that many people make. Do not say, well, you know, I don't like my job very much, but I'll spend the money I make there to make myself happier. Live more Spartan, cheaper than you possibly can so that you can get enough money that you can take 3 or 4 weeks to just find a job and then quit. Because it's very hard to find a job when you've got a job. And if the job's not going to get better, you've got to get out before you're addicted. Because if not, they'll raise your pay a little bit. You'll get a little nicer car. You'll get a little nicer apartment. You'll start going out. You'll start, you know, living for the weekends. And that's what you do not want to do. If you want to be happy for an hour, go fishing. If you want to be happy for a week, get married. If you want to be happy forever, love what you're doing for a job. I absolutely believe that. And that cliche I just tried to quote, I was as wrong as Bush would have been. I think it's like 5 years for getting married and other stuff. But you get the basic idea. You've got to love your job, raise some money, and quit. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, thanks, Ken.
What do you think of that? Was that okay advice?
Pretty good. That was good advice.
Yeah, pretty good advice. You got to find out what they really hate about it.
I think you have a little aphorism there at the end. It's kind of nice to just throw that in.
Aphorism. It is. What is it actually? It's 866-570-PEN-736. If you want to be happy for a day.
For the rest of your life.
Go fishing.
Never make a pretty woman your wife. That's what I knew.
If you want to be happy for a week, it's something like, I don't know. There's go to the movies, fishing, something else, and then for like a year or 5 years, it's get married. But if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife, or like your job. Let's take a call from Chad. What's up, Chad? What's your problem?
Dr. Penn and Nurse Michael.
You're so dead.
Yes. What's your problem?
The problem is that we're going to hang up on him.
Head nurse.
Okay.
There you go.
That's better. Go ahead. Tell us.
The vet says my cat is in kidney failure, and they want to put him down. Should I put him down?
Oh, gee, this is one that, you know, I'm not a pet guy, and I'm not a cat guy, but my sister, you know, who is, there's no one I love more in the world than my sister. She's very sweet, and she's in her 70s, and she had a cat, Maggie, and Maggie was 16 years old. So my sister used to always say they were just two old ladies living together in the house there. My sister's a widow. And she had her cat that she loved dearly. And her cat had, I guess animals can't have strokes. Is that right, Godot?
They can't?
I don't think they can.
I don't know that.
But the cat had some sort of problem, and she took it to a cat hospital, and my sister had to decide to put her down. And I think that you have to say for animals, what are they going to do, try to put the cat on the dialysis or something?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. My problem is my kids.
Your kids? How old is the cat?
The cat is 17.
Okay, and how old are your kids?
8 and 10.
Okay, well, you've got to have, your kids have to learn a little bit about death. Your cat's 18. There's no amount of money that's going to keep your cat alive. I think you've just got to talk to them about this. And I would suggest, if you're, you know, asking layperson Penn, I would suggest using not lying to your kids. That's always my suggestion. I would just try to explain that the cat is really old and the cat is suffering, and also the kind of resources to keep the cat alive. You don't really have the money for that, and also it's certainly not going to work for more than 6 months. So I think you have to, at 8 and 10, you should be able to tell your kids the truth about that. And I'm also, I'm heartbroken about this because you bring to mind my sister, and she enjoyed her cat Maggie so much, and her cat Maggie also hated my wife. But that's not important. All is forgiven as Maggie goes away. But thanks so much, Chad.
You know, the other thing I think is you should not get another cat right away.
Oh, yeah.
We had two dogs we put down last year.
Phone number is 866-570-PEN, 7366. We'll take any question you send. Just put hot girl-on-girl action in your Gmail to penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com, 866-570-PEN, 7366. Call in. We will answer any question. Even if we're off the air, keep calling. We're going to do another show right now. We'll be taking some more calls and recording them. So if you want to be on the air when you're not on the air, give a call right now. We'll get to you. 866-570-PEN, 7366. Yeah, you had two dogs die?
I had two dogs die. Yeah, both of a rare brain tumor, which it hadn't occurred to me until much later that perhaps it's just a bad vet. I don't know why that didn't occur to me first.
Yep.
You mean a second dog has a rare brain disorder and we have to put them down? We had both dogs put down last year, and it was difficult. But the kids were okay with it. They were okay with it after a couple of days.
You explained it to them?
Yeah.
How'd you explain it to them?
The dogs are dead.
The dogs are dead?
Yeah.
Did you explain that was a decision that you made?
We did. We said we took them to the vet, and we found out they were very sick, and so they're dead now. So
you didn't say this, you know, they've gone to the farm.
No. No, we did.
We have a friend that did that, you know, said that the dog had gone
to the farm.
Yeah. And I think telling the kids the truth, what you got to do, man.
We told them that we spread their ashes on the mountain, which my kid really actually kind of likes.
You did spread their ashes. Did you really do it?
Yeah.
Or was that a lie? Just take some cigarette butts.
I could have saved some money, couldn't I?
You had your dogs cremated and spread the ashes on the mountain, and the kid had fun with that? Joy?
I like that.
Good. Well, that's our advice to that. You know, it's awful. People get attached to pets, and it's a real downside. One of the reasons I don't have pets, people think it's because I'm a cold-hearted reptilian who's full of hate. But the real reason is I get very attached to pets. You know, I get very attached. I mean, I have a frog in my pond died, and I'm heartbroken. So I'm a little bit too chicken-hearted to be too much on pets. We're going to do another Ask Layperson Penn to broadcast while I'm traveling. So if you want to be on the radio, call now, 866-570-PEN, 7366. Otherwise, you'll hear the show we're doing next pretty soon. But we're going to go away it's Friday, isn't it? So this weekend,
Friday,
I will start watching the second half of 24. Sorry, we had no winners coming to that, but we're watching it in two hunks because of the secret project I've been doing in L.A. that I'll tell you all about some other time. Penn Jillette, Michael Godot in Las Vegas. It frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. Party on, Garth.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.